Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
This Whiskey Live Masterclass is brought to you by Whiskey Live 2025. Let's speak to Ken Varaghese, the founder of Whiskey Live. We're going to be talking about the business of whiskey. Over $100 billion. Ken, very good evening. Thanks for your time on Kaya Biz this evening. Just take us through what Whiskey Live is before we get into the business of whiskey.
Oh, lovely. Thank you very much. Good to meet your listeners, and thank you for having me. Mm-hmm. So Whiskey Live has been running for some 21 years now. In fact, it would have been 25 if not for COVID, but 21 years, or our 22nd year this year. And it's the biggest whiskey festival in Africa, actually. In the old days, we used to say the biggest in the world, but many have come in all over and changed that. But the reality is that it's a beautiful event with over 200 different whiskeys that you can interact with, change. There are always stories around whiskey. Mm-hmm. That's the beauty of whiskey, because whiskey has to be in a barrel for a minimum of 3 years. And as a before, you're allowed to call it whiskey. Mm-hmm. Normal spirits don't have that issue. So from that perspective, they can just produce it and send it away immediately. Mm-hmm. But in the whiskey front, that doesn't take place. So you literally get all the beauty from the barrels and from the environment and from the, if the distillery next to the sea, it'll pick up the sea salt from the sea air and it'll permeate the barrel. And all those nuances create the beautiful flavors of whiskey. Mm-hmm. So whiskey is around, it's really the magic of whiskey and the nosing and the flavors and the taste. And everybody has a different feel for it. Everyone tastes, smells it differently and tastes it differently. And that's what makes whiskey so unique and so beautiful.
Yeah, it feels like a very grown-up drink, right? It's not something that you're just clapping back. I mean, you can if you choose to. But in general, you know, there's the age and the smell and what else you do around whiskey.
So it is in a way, but the reality is that there's entry-level whiskeys which are just beautiful on the palate.
Mm-hmm.
So people who haven't really are not whiskey drinkers can still come through and enjoy the show, because we have over 200 different whiskeys to chase.
Okay.
And there's entry-level, beautiful whiskies that are really easy on the palate. Some are a little bit more difficult, but as you get more of a connoisseur, I suppose, you taste different levels of whiskies, you have different tastes. So it's quite an amazing product. I can call it a product, though, mm-hmm. probably the wrong word to use.
Mm.
But it's an absolutely amazing event in the sense that you just have so much to choose from, and you literally can go down different roads where you can taste peated whiskey, which give you a different feel. You know, some of them burn the barrel. So you actually pick up the burn taste of it inside the whiskey. It's actually incredible what they do. I mean, the whiskey, obviously, there are different levels of wood. You know, you've got oak barrels and oak casks and European and bourbon barrels, ex-sherry casks, and all of those create an amazing taste in the whiskey.
Yeah, tell us more about the festival, Ken. Where is it? When is it happening? What must you do to get involved and, you know, go and experience these different flavors and journeys that you're talking about?
So it takes place on the 13th, 14th and 15th of November.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be at the Galleria, which is in Sandton.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy off the M1 North and South. It's really literally around the corner from the M1 North South
mm-hmm.
in the Sandton environment on the Western Services Road. And it's a beautiful venue. I mean, we previously had it in a couple of venues where it was in the RCC and then it was in a Rosebank at the Zone. But we had a problem with, you know, obviously the airflow and heat over November. And this, we've got in the Galleria at the time. Air conditioned and it's beautiful. And we're so happy that we've got air conditioning. So it'll really be amazing there. And the nice part is that we've got what we call RBC stock, and that's the Independent Bottlers Challenge, which is held all over the world for the best whiskies from independent bottlers.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got hundreds of different whiskies that you can taste just on those alone.
Yeah.
So it makes it unique. But this year we've got a very special surprise for everyone who comes along.
Can you give us a hint?
Well, there's a whiskey that South Africa has now produced, and Andy Watts has got involved in it. Andy Watts is our celebrity whiskey person. And he was the master distiller of Baines whiskey. He pioneered Baines and the Three Ships range. And he's won 5 World Best Whiskey titles. He's also been inducted into the Whiskey Hall of Fame. So he's one of the heroes of South Africa and the whiskey world. And he's been involved in the whiskey called Metanoia, but he left them quite some time ago, and he's been involved in this Metanoia whiskey. And we now are going to, for the very first time, have a barrel inside the show where you can literally go and get a bottle and pour your own whiskey into this, pour your own Metanoia whiskey into this bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And you can seal it yourself with a special sealing mechanism and wax the top. So you can actually, for the first time, pour your own whiskey into a bottle and keep it. Either keep it at home as a surprise or a whatever collection, or you can take it home and drink it with a with your friends and mates. I suppose that's one of the things you can do.
Yeah. Ken, earlier we were speaking about how there are different whiskies depending on where you are in your whiskey journey. So you don't have to be, you know, the serious avid connoisseur to enjoy a glass. And so one of the things about the festival is also masterclasses, taking people through, you know, the journey depending on where they are. And I don't want to say education because that feels a bit condescending, but just giving them more insight into where they are. Just tell us about those masterclasses.
So absolutely. So part of the show, the masterclass sessions that people can book to go to the masterclass. And the beauty is that you've got some incredible whiskies that you just learn so much more about. I mean, you never end up learning enough about a whiskey. Someone can tell you a bit, and there's just so much more that, you know, for example, the masterclasses we have is Macallan. It's one of the greatest whiskies worldwide and one of the most well-known distilleries in the world. And there's a Macallan masterclass that's taking place. You've got Killowen, which is a whiskey, whiskey that was produced in Ireland. And this guy is one of the best whiskey in the world. I think it was last year they won that. And that's now being introduced into South Africa for the very first time. And we had the benefit or the privilege that Lars Forsman is going to be taking us through that at the masterclass. And Lars has probably been to 165 different whiskey distilleries in the world and knows every whiskey you could ever think about. Mm-hmm. And he's taking us through that from a masterclass point of view. And then lastly, we have Andy Watts, and who I've just mentioned, who's this guru of South Africa, who is going to take us through a range that he produced. So what he did when he left three ships, he had five barrels in the back of the distillery. And he had left them there for many years. And he went to them and said, "Guys, I want to buy these barrels from you. They're different ages. Mm-hmm. So all the old 15, 18, 23-year-old whiskeys." And he said, "I want to buy these." And he bottled them at his own brand name. So for the very... And they're only single barrels. So they're single barrel, single malt. You'll never, ever taste this whiskey again. You'll never, ever get a chance to buy it again. They're limited supply. They're, I think, 195 bottles per barrel that he produced in these. And you'll never, ever get it again in the world. These, what he did, what he got here. So the benefit, how are you still in?
I'm still here.
Oh, sorry.
You just sounded so excited. I wanted you to, you sound like you're in full flight. No, I didn't want to interrupt.
I'm getting too excited myself here because of these great whiskies that Andy's going to showcase at the masterclass. And you can't get a better man. I mean, he's the man, he's the homegrown man. He started these whiskies and he's going to showcase them to us.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited. I really am. I promise you. It's going to be a great Whiskey Live Festival.
And we are actually giving away two tickets here on Kaya Biz to the Whiskey Live Festival. We're going to ask a question at the end of the interview. And if you've been listening, you can win two tickets to that. Ken, just give us, I know that you're very excited and you obviously do a lot of the behind-the-scenes work, making sure you get some of the incredible people in the whiskey industry there that you're speaking about and those experiences that you're very excited about. So give us a sense of when I go to the Galleria, besides the air conditioning, what's the mood like? What's the environment going to be like?
So it's a beautiful environment. It's not bright lights.
Nice.
Obviously, so you can experience that feel of a whiskey space. And we dress out the environment beautifully because over the years, we've learned to give it the feel of Scotland, a little bit of Ireland. So the place looks very much like it's in the heart of Scotland. And we create that ambience with nice wooden barrels all over the place and beautiful furniture to accompany the space. So you really create such a beautiful feel. And when you walk around, you feel like you're in the beautiful space overseas at the distillery itself. And then you have the ability to walk around to each of the different stands and listen to the stories behind the whiskey. Because every story, it's like the old campfire, when your grandfather used to sit in the campfire and tell everyone around you about a story, and you'd always remember those stories. That's exactly what these people do at the stands, where they explain about the whiskey and the ambiance. And it gives it, I don't know, I think it gives it a different taste when you have it there.
Yeah.
And the last part is it gives ability, because there's a whiskey shop there, we have there. You're able to buy that whiskey when you leave at discounted rates. And that's the beauty of what we do with Whiskey Life.
Yeah, you spoke earlier on about how the festival has been going on for over 20 years. If it wasn't for COVID, it would have been 25. But you must have seen it evolving and the sort of people who attend changing. What kind of trends are you seeing there as we wrap up?
No, it is. It has changed considerably. I mean, what we did at one stage, you know, whiskey is, of all spirits consumed in this country, whiskey is 55% of all spirits, which includes the likes of brandy and vodka and gin, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a massive area where people literally, you can, by having that much consumed, you can see how much people love whiskey. And the beauty of it is that we've learned over the years what to do in terms of even the setup of the hall, where you make sure that you have different whiskeys. The peated type of whiskeys would be at the end of a hall, so you guide people around in a different way, because you don't want them to taste the peated ones first. You want them to taste the entry-level stuff first. So you sort of guide people. And then we have, for example, the Scottish whiskies, and you have the Irish whiskies, and then you've got whiskies from all over the world. There's amazing whiskies from Japan, from literally, every country in the world has got amazing whiskies. We produce some great whiskies here in South Africa. And the nice part of it is that you can go from country to country to experience what they've done. And that really makes it amazing. I mean, the Japanese whiskies have just become world-class whiskies. And, of course, their environment is different. It's a different space for the whiskey in terms of maturation process. It's a lot quicker than it would be in Japan than it is in Ireland and Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
All right. Ken Verges, the founder of Whiskey Life, thank you so much.
I'm not the founder. The founder were two lovely ladies in 2001. They founded me. I bought this business they sold it to Primedia. I bought it from Primedia in 2015. They didn't want to be involved in eventing any longer. And then for me, it was a passion. So much so that I developed a whiskey app, which is called Whiskey with a double Z. And you're able to just, like Vivino, scan the bottle of whiskey, and it tells you everything about that whiskey, the flavor, the nose, the taste, the profile. Can form your own whiskey club, so you can, if you like a particular whiskey, it'll tell you what other whiskeys you would like. It does all those fancy things. So I really got into it in a big way. So I just love whiskey.
Okay, thank you so much. Ken Verges, the owner, they say the big dog of the Whiskey Life Festival, joining us on Kaya Biz there, just talking about the Whiskey Life. Now, if you love whiskey, from single malts to global blends, don't miss Whiskey Live 2025. Experience it from November 13 to 15 at the Galleria in Sandton. Get your tickets now at whiskeylive.co.za. That's whiskeylive.co.za. And we said we're giving you tickets. Sinan Jabudo is supposed to be giving me a question. Him and I are fighting here. If you would like to win a ticket, two tickets to Whiskey Live, you can either tweet us at Kaya on Air, or actually I think WhatsApp us, 063-688-0959. And the question for those two tickets is, besides the air conditioning, what are you going to find when you go to Whiskey Live? Do send us your voice notes. Looking forward to giving you those tickets.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.